Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Spray continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what I think we should contemplate buying? She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing randomly a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air. So you just threw her under the bus.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Whoa. Got a lot to get to in the hour. I just walked out and was reminded it is a holiday. There's nobody here other than the wonderful firm of Harrison Meringue.
I told you that. Everybody in the office is out today.
I know, and then you just kind of, you get in the flow of the show, and then you forget, and I'm like, oh, that's right. Is it still 6:30? No, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We did have one listener text us, and I liked this. Where did this go? Give me a second. Got to the office today forgetting it was Veterans Day. Nice to have an unexpected day off. So you got up
went
early.
All the way into the office.
This guy went all the way to the off pole. They was like, oh, that's, oh. You know what he said when he pulled up to work? Whoa.
Guess I'm going home.
You're treating yourself to breakfast out at that
You're
point.
Already up.
Oh, yeah,
I might go find a bar. Let's go have a day. Do you have any responsibilities? Yeah. If you got nothing to do, go have a day, man.
It'd be funny if he's like, it's 10:30 a.m. and he's hammered. He just like stumbles out like, well, I got to get home now.
My day's over now.
I'm gonna make an assumption. Could be totally wrong. Doesn't have school-age kids.
That would be my guess. If you're going to work on a holiday, forgetting it's a holiday, because I'm assuming there's no school today?
No school.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
Kids don't go to school anymore.
My daughter did a sleepover at her cousin's house yesterday.
Kids do
I no
not
longer have school-age kids, so I'm totally...
I don't think anybody goes to school. That's my hot take. I think it's a fugazi. It's fake.
My daughter had a doctor appointment yesterday, so I had to jet out of here.
Sure.
And by the time we got to the school, it was almost 1. So there's still almost 3 hours of school left.
Relatively long amount of time left.
She stayed home.
Kids don't go to school.
Dad, what's the point? I have all A's, and I can get this and this that I need today online.
She's not wrong.
It's what college
COVID.
Is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do what you need to do. As long as your grades are good, she's got 4 points.
COVID
so I'm good.
Exposed the students from the attenders.
Yes. That's a great point.
You're not wrong on that.
Every time I talk to my niece and nephew and I hear that, they're like, yeah, they had the Thursday, Friday off of Halloween week. And I'm like, wait, what? You just got a 4-day weekend going into Halloween here?
Wait till Thanksgiving week. The whole week is
whole
off.
Whole week's
now.
Off?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
But somehow Christmas break doesn't start till like the 20th almost.
That's kind of stupid.
Can you explain that to me?
Because they got to stretch over. They always give usually 2 weeks off until the Monday following New Year's. So you go to when they're back to school and then go back 2 weeks.
Well, no days off for us.
No.
Unless it's Thanksgiving or Black Friday or Christmas or, you know, we take, you know, some of them, but not today. We're here.
No, we're here.
We got
here.
Another hour of radio to do.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you for your service.
We salute you. I forgot to tell Meringue that.
Yeah, Meringue is here. Yeah, veteran. Yeah. A veteran amongst
Blazers
us.
With us.
He did. He had some Blazer takes. Let's talk about those Blazers. Before I get your answer on the bigger takeaway from last night, let's hear from the head coach, shall we? Baby Kobe, nice little game last night. Got it going. Didn't get a look on the final possession because we had a A little bit of fumbled snap, if you will, by Drew Holiday trying to get through a screen. Here's
a fake handoff to him anyway.
Yeah, here is a quote from Tiago Splitter on Shaedon Sharpe last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first game that I thought that he was really himself and being aggressive, getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line. And he shot, I don't know what he shot today, but, you know, looks better. More, he's, you know, his legs are under the shot, so... hopefully we have Shea like this for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's going to be no positive shooting Shea takeaways until you see at least a two-week stretch of this. Because he's had games where you're like, hey, look at that. Utah, they won, and he was 4 of 8 from three. And then the Denver win, 3 of 7. You're like, are we trending in the right direction? And then two of the next three games, he went 1 of 7 and 1 of 8 from three, which was not good. So last night was a nice step in the right direction. It wasn't all from three. I thought that was the point that I highlighted early in the game watching it, of like, I'm glad that he's attacking the hoop and he's finding other ways to get involved and score. And then a couple of threes fell there in the second half when he got on a bit of a heater. But bigger takeaway last night, losing 3 of 4 and 0-2 on the trip, or Shaedon Sharpe having 31 points on 18 shots?
That's a tough one. And look, the right answer probably should be Shaedon had a great game and he shot the ball well. You're going to drop. You're going to have these moments. We all know, however we all feel about every part of the franchise, we all largely feel the same way, I think, right? Like, unless they suffer an injury, and maybe that happens, they're going to be feisty every night. And they're going to have moments where they go and they lose some games in a row, and they're going to have moments where they take advantage of their schedule and they beat the weaker teams. Didn't do well, particularly against the teams on the... playing in the back-to-back thing.
No.
That, unfortunately, has not worked out for them. Here's what I say about Shaedon. I think Tiago Splitter, I mean, he's a genius, right? Like, I think he summed it up perfectly, though. Like, you could just feel watching it, the guy looked decisive. He got the ball. Go. You cannot hesitate. Don't put yourself in triple threat for too long. And then, like, what am I going to do here? He just went. And I love it. It's nice for him to shoot a good percentage. It's also nice to see 7 free throws attempted.
Although 4 of 7 from the free throw lines,
he's actually not a great free throw shooter.
No,
I think his career
not.
Is like in the 70s.
I was shocked. I was looking through some of his numbers last night, and I was shocked by that because he missed a free throw. And I'm like, isn't he good? And then I dove into the numbers, and I'm like, no, he's never been a very good free throw shooter.
Underrated, kind of bad for the kind of player you think he is. Again, but to the Zach Lowe point, not a shooter. Here's my thing on Shaedon. This is why I think he is so incredibly frustrating, and I say that as somebody who loves to jokingly give him the nickname Baby Kobe. Because you know this exists. Maybe not 31 every night. That's asking a lot, right?
No,
that's like leading score NBA stuff.
You're a top 10 player in the league.
But 18 and 16, those nights, you need to be in that 22 to 26 range consistently. You're paid to be that guy. You're looked to be that guy. I don't know what it is. My biggest thing with him isn't even something I can define by stats. And people don't like it. But it's like, he just has kind of this general vibe where it's like, some nights, it is what it is.
Very laissez-faire.
And just, then other nights, it's like, you can see an aggressiveness to him. Not even like that he didn't even scream or whatever.
Sure.
And last night, he just looked engaged and ready to go. And other games I've watched, I'm like, gets 4 points in the fourth and it gets him to 18. It's like, you haven't done quite
not
what we think you can
especially do. This year when you need him to be more of a scorer. Like, they're desperate for somebody to help them in the half-court offense. They're desperate for somebody to be a reliable scorer outside of Denny. And right now, Drew's had nice games, but he's also at the back end of his career. Like, he has the ability to do it. Don't get me wrong. Jeremy's had a really good season off of the bench, and that role has suited him well. And he's been much better this year than he was last year. They desperately need Shaedon to get it going offensively. To your point on being in that point range, you know me, 10 games, he's played 9, I think, right? Didn't he miss one? Did he miss a game? Or just on minutes restrictions? I can't remember.
I have to go back.
But either way, early in the season, you know how many times he scored more than 22 points this year?
It's going to be a bad number.
Twice.
Yeah.
The Laker loss, he had 23, and last night he had 31.
This is why, you know, maybe it's unfair, but maybe it's lining up to be exactly accurate. This is why he gets the Andrew Wiggins label.
Yeah. Good player.
We can clearly see you have an ability here.
Yeah, and if you get him on a team where he's your fourth option, you're like, all right, that's not a bad fourth option.
By the way, these are Andrew Wiggins' just points per game, okay? Just use standard that. 16.9, 20.7, 23.6, 17.7, 18.1, 22.4, 19.4, 18.6. That screams to me.
That's Shaden Sharpe.
That's Shaden Sharpe.
That's exactly who he is.
That's just
right
a
now.
Night in, night out basis.
Right.
Like, that's what Shaden. Oh, oh.
18, 21, 31, 14, 15, 23, 28, 14, 19, 18.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a. It's starting to ring a little true, but last night was great. It was encouraging. I think Splitter's right, and you just hope in their next game against New Orleans tomorrow that he can kind of give you a lot of that same effort.
I'm going to ask you guys this because you guys are you're more basketball heads than I am. I am curious of that thought because I was watching some of the press conference. I know that's been a question that reporters have asked of, like, you're playing this style. That's a lot of fun. To your point, they've been in every game, right? There haven't been any Chauncey Billups 50-point losses on your season so far. Your first loss was to Minnesota, and Edwards goes off in the fourth quarter.
That was back and forth.
Yeah. You lost the Clipper game that you were in the majority of that game, right? That was a single-digit game for the I think you ended up losing by 7. What are the other ones? You lose to the Lakers. That was an 8-point loss, which, yeah, not great because they sat some guys, but still 8-point loss. You lose to Miami on Saturday, 5-point loss, and you lose last night, and it's a buzzer-beating 3. You've been competitive in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have the fear watching them of how long can you maintain this style of play with limited numbers of guys that you're trusting to play, like without Thibault and without Wesley coming off the bench? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go pull up all the minutes from guys last night.
So Watt played just 4. Sissoko's starting to get a couple.
He's starting
more minutes
to get a couple extra shifts. Rob Will's only playing 14.
Yeah.
Chris Murray, I mean, he's been next to nothing so far this year, but he got 19 minutes. So
Chris has had some good moments, but yet it's not been nearly consistent enough. You're relying heavily on Jeremy for your bench scoring. We know what Shaden's been, and his minutes are largely at that 27 to 29 range.
Yep.
Holiday's being asked to carry the bulk load. Donovan is...
Like, did they run themselves into the ground?
No, I think it's possible.
It's possible.
I don't think it's a style of play problem. I think it's a depth problem.
Yeah.
And this is the thing to watch is we don't know when Scoot's coming back. If like when making his debut, I should say.
Right.
We don't know the timeline clearly on Blake and Matisse, but we know those injuries are going to keep him out weeks. It's a team that looks like they need to add a piece.
Yep.
And I don't know if that is wait all the way to the deadline in February, because I don't know if they have that kind of time.
Right.
Again, a lot of this hinges on certain guys coming back relatively sooner than much, much later. If Scoot's not going to be good to go by December, that's going to be a problem. It's already a concern. I mean, Denny's been fantastic this year. 35 minutes, and you're just relying on him every single night, especially in your bad offensive nights. And then Drew's minutes at his age, it's not a style of play problem. I love the style of play.
Sure,
it's a depth problem. Yeah. That's where they're currently at.
Swag, you agree?
Yeah. Splitter's going to have to back off and pick and choose spots to crank up the defensive pressure, because he can't. I mean, he's basically got 8 or 9 guys right now. And so until you start getting guys back, especially the key guys, when you really want to exert the pressure on the perimeter, both full court and in the half court, Wesley and Thibault are your two best on the ball defenders. And so, he can bring Caleb Love up, but what's that going to do? He's stuck between, he can go the route of, nope, we're going to do this because I need to get my other guys conditioned to play this way. This is the way we want to play. This is going to be our identity as long as I'm here. But you also have to recognize, especially on road trips, if you're playing every other night or, 4 and 6 days.
It's essentially what they are. They go Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday on this road trip.
It's not fair to them completely because they don't have the whole roster. If you just went by a points per 100 possessions, you know where Portland's defense is at?
I'm really curious. I don't know.
20th.
Yeah.
That's
the Miami game kind of, like, I mean, that was a, I know they had it like the Utah game too. They also gave up 134 and they gave 136 a shorthand to Miami.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say that they won't turn it around at one point. I think what we've kind of largely all been overlooking is the fact their defense is not, like, lights out. And, again, part of that is depth.
Are you telling me they're not the 1985 Bears?
They're certainly not the 1985 Bears. And when your offense is already a struggle bus every single game, if your defense isn't at a certain level,
at a peak performance level,
this is what you're, look, last night was, Orlando got way more free throws than you than start the game. And then Bain hits a great shot. Yeah. Otherwise, that goes OT.
Yeah.
But you find yourself at this end of the results. When your defense is not like top 10, top 8 elite, you're more in the, 12 to 20 range. you're more susceptible to suffer these losses, especially when you talk about the lack of offense that they have and the lack of depth that they have.
Yeah, I'm going to hold. So there's one other thing on the Blazers that you brought up earlier in a Reddit debate that is going on, because I feel like my answer might have changed if you would have asked me, you know, I don't know, 12 months ago, 10 months ago. Definitely 12 months. I'd go maybe 8 months ago towards the end of the year when Denny was playing at a high level of, like, where do you view him on a championship roster?
See, I haven't changed my opinion on this, and I admit he's having a great year. I have the same opinion.
I want to talk about that tomorrow because they're back in action tomorrow. If you're looking for any silver lining, by the way, two of the games on this road trip they close up with are the bottom two teams in the Western Conference. So tomorrow night they're in New Orleans. Yeah. Zion's out, right? Skinny Zion's hurt again?
Yeah, but sometimes you got to remember these road trips get weird at the
Miami
end.
Was shorthanded, right. And Orlando is not like they've been great this year.
You, it's more dangerous for Zion to be teams. Out than it is for
they
Zion
got
to be
New Orleans tomorrow, Houston on Friday, and then Dallas on Sunday in the final three games of the trip. We'll have a little bit more on them tomorrow. But the mail sack waits for nobody.
You're damn right it does.
The mail sack elbows its way into the room and says it's time. It is time to sack it up. Hold on, let me find my. We gotta go with a drop.
We haven't done it all. I keep forgetting to play at the beginning of the show.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going the wrong direction. Yeah, hold on. Give me a second. Wait.
Right.
Mail sack.
That is next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, let's do it, baby. You ready?
Mail sack.
I have breaking bad news I have to share with the...
You have breaking bad news? Uh-oh, what happened?
Not like the show breaking bad news, but I have breaking news that's bad. So P. Harris told me he wants a Shaedon Sharpe jersey.
Is he going to buy the carpet jersey?
He wants the carpet jersey.
He would be a carpet jersey guy.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He screams carpet jersey energy.
He sounds and looks like somebody that wants a Portland carpet jersey.
Harris, I love you, buddy. I love you. You're right out there. You're going to hear this in about 5 seconds because there's right. a delay.
Says your nickname CJ.
I love that. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't give them the money to keep making these stupid jerseys.
Just wanted to share that unfortunate news.
Deep breath.
Let's get to the mail sack, huh?
Here we go.
Let's sack it up.
Let's get to the important issues of the day.
It feels like, you know, it feels like we're in here on a Christmas day.
I know.
It does. It's really weird.
It feels like Christmas Eve, yeah. Like we're the last show before we turn out the lights.
It really has
very weird energy here.
Right.
I also love the policing of holidays that everybody does. Like we told the story of the listener who texted in that they drove into work today and then turned around and had to go home. We get this every time there's a random holiday that we take off of like, God, you guys never work, man. How many holidays do you get off? And immediately a text came in of like, who gets Veterans Day off? Right away. I love the policing of that. We work. We only get 6 holidays off.
I'll tell you, it felt a little lighter on the road this morning than it does most days.
It definitely did.
There were still people out there going to work.
Mail sack, your wife has asked you to pick something up on your way home.
Please be a G-string.
She has told you multiple times because it's a very important item to pick up.
Mm.
You have forgotten what it was. Do you walk around the store and try and remind yourself of what said item was? Or do you put your ego aside and ask your wife to remind you what it was, knowing that you will be in the doghouse?
Brother, man, I love to peruse the grocery store. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
You're in the doghouse longer if you forget it. So
you just
but how long
honest.
Do you do a couple of laps just to see oh that's right it was
once
eggs.
I figure out I can't remember I just know there's something I'm supposed to pick up there's a text going
how on. What is your wife okay not you but like the proverbial example would be like. What is your wife like? If you were being in a trust tree with True Serum and you said, my wife can be an absolute raging bee at anything I have to follow up and ask on, then yeah, I'm probably perusing a little bit to try to see if it jogs my memory.
Right.
If you're like my real wife.
My wife wouldn't do that to
she
me.
Knows
she
I'm
wouldn't.
An idiot. And she knows yes. I remember nothing and I will call and she'll go, toilet paper. And I'm like, that's right.
That's right. Thank you.
And she just hangs the phone up.
How many times a week do you get the, what did I just say, line from your wife?
I don't encounter that a lot.
You don't get that one a lot?
No, I don't get that one.
I lose a lot of stuff, and I forget, like, dates of things.
Yeah.
What's happening in 2 weeks again? Oh, that's right.
I'm really bad at, like, paying attention to something and then also listening to every word that's said to me. And so if I'm not fully focused on what's being said and, like, in front of me and it's, like, a sidebar conversation, sometimes it goes in one ear. I'm just not processing the information. And then I get immediate, what did I just say to you? And then I have to do the thing.
How do you think you are in your marriage compared to your past relationships? Because when I met you, you hadn't been in a relationship. So this is the first relationship I've known you to be in.
I was single.
You were single in England.
I was having, I was
you had some special K's out there.
Single. I think I'm way better now than I used to be. I think I'm horrible. I'm probably horrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
We graded ourselves as husbands, dude. I'm a D.
With our college football records.
I'm horrible at paying attention. I just, sports get in the way a lot.
Yeah.
I'm being honest here. We're in the trust tree, but I do the laundry.
Mm.
I cook all the meals.
Yeah, you do your chores. Yeah.
You know?
We get it.
I'm running daddy daycare. Yeah. I'm taking care of my end of the business here,
My problem is hearing now. My daughter's getting more upset by this, but I'm deaf.
I can't hear anything. And I try and argue to the wife of like, you can't get mad at me for this. If I didn't hear you, it's not my fault.
It's a condition.
I have a medical condition. I can't hear.
Quit trying to yell from upstairs. If there's something
Thank
important.
You.
Oh, God.
Thank
Is
you.
Is that not the worst?
Yes.
That happened yesterday.
Just tell me.
My kid at home who stayed home
I
from school.
I got a TV on. I got a computer. Lord knows what else.
The washing machine's going down the hallway.
Noise. Yes. Come downstairs. Hey, I need you to know this.
Thank you.
Do this. Go here. Remember this.
You're going to encounter this with Teddy ball game because I assume you'll move at some point, and you're going to say, Teddy, come down here. What? Just listen to what
just
I'm
listen.
Saying.
I said, come down here, please. Yeah. Come down here.
Yeah, the upstairs, downstairs, screaming back and forth when it could just be solved by simply walking towards the noise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mildly annoying.
Mail sack.
What is one person you would like to spend the day with? They could be dead or alive. God, that is so open-ended. I
wow.
To spend the day with. Who do you want to spend the day with?
Ooh, man.
That's so weird because it's the part of it is you know, that person, because you just want to talk, you find them fascinating, interesting, enlightening, whatever.
Right, right.
Or that person has such a cool life, I want to observe.
Yeah, or do you go like hey, I love golf. I want to go play golf. Is that, can I spend a day with you on a golf course? Can I do that?
Well, if you choose like an athlete or an actor or a musician, do you get to spend the day with them on the day and during the performance?
Or are you just hanging out with them?
Or is it a Wednesday with nothing on the docket?
That's a good question. There's no guardrails here.
Like, would you rather be hanging with James Stewart, famous actor from back in the day, during the shooting of a movie, or like in his off time to see what are you like when you don't have a script to memorize and
every
you have nothing
time
to
a
do?
Bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Right. Man. I hated that little girl. She annoyed the hell out of me. ruining the whole movie for me.
Yeah. Don't meet your heroes.
I don't even know where to go with this. What the? Slapping those kids around in the forest. Say, shut up.
Abraham Lincoln, final answer.
God, how boring.
Very boring.
What's that like to have that conversation?
I don't know. Hey, you want to see a cell phone?
Pancakes. Four scores 7 years ago.
No, thanks. I don't want to have to put that many
clothes
on.
I'm not going that way.
Put that many clothes on because it's cold?
No, just, I mean, they had...
Oh, you have you going back to the 1800s?
Oh, see, I'm not viewing it that way. I'm just viewing it like you get to spend a day with them.
It's actually a valid point, though.
What if I do have to go back, then I'm actually more interested. I'm curious to see what it looked like.
Oh, I don't want to wear all those layers.
Just for a day. It's just, I'm not living there permanently. I'm there for a day.
Itchy pants.
I could live for a day without electricity.
9 shirts, then a jacket, a top hat.
Taking a dump in a bucket.
And a Civil War to boot.
No real shower to speak of.
Yeah.
Sorry for being a history buff. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to think. This is a good question. Does it have to be a proven person?
No, anybody.
You could go Jesus on me?
I mean,
you want.
You go back and maybe you're curious about, you know, relative, grandfather, back when they were.
Oh, dude. Talk about an instant no from me. You want me to go see my family? Yeah.
That's a hard no from the Spriggs.
I don't like the ones that are alive. Yeah. You think I want to visit the ones that are dead?
barely want to see the current living ones, dude.
No, thank you,
man. I'm out on that, man.
Let me noodle on that. That's a great question, because I kind of want to go sports, but I don't want to limit myself here. Maybe I go actor.
Give me an answer. Come on. I gave an answer.
Move on. I'll give you an answer.
You're going to linger on this? Yeah, I got to go to break.
Yeah, it's a fair question.
All right.
I'm leaning towards Sinatra.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Blue
Sinatra
would
be a great time. Have a couple of cocktails. Go to Vegas.
How did Vegas become Vegas?
Do you want him to sing to you?
I'd love to be in a studio session when he's...
Would you ask to do a duet?
I would not ask. That would be embarrassing.
I mean, it wouldn't be great, but to say that
it's your one time.
You got one chance,
disappear.
Dude.
It's like Babe Ruth coming out of the closet in the Sandlot. You can do it. What's going to happen? You got to laugh at you in the afterlife?
You got pipes over there.
Here's the situation. We think it's over.
I'm going to sing with him. Mail sack, better celebrity mustache, Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott, or someone else?
I'm going to go Elliott. Going off the board there a little bit.
Who's the most recognizable celebrity mustache?
Those two are in the conversation.
Selleck's probably number
one
all time,
in there.
Right?
Billy Dee Williams is in there.
Billy Dee Williams is a good one.
Billy Dee is a good one.
I'd go Sam Elliott, too.
Oh, my God. Blanking on him. Hold on.
Google random celebrity with a mustache.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers with a mustache, yeah. Yep. R.I.P.
Carl Weathers, pretty good one.
That's solid.
But between those two, Selleck was the women fantasized about him.
I think Selleck more.
Than Elliot.
Yeah.
I would choose Elliot, but I think Selleck's is more iconic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
One more here. Mail sack. Would you rather do a whole week worth of shows with a constant runny nose or a constant sore throat?
Oh, dude, runny nose.
Yeah, runny nose for sure. Yeah.
Sore throat.
Sore throat's miserable, especially in our line of work.
We're only halfway there.
Mail sack.
The rest of it is next. All right, P. Harrison here defending his carpet jersey takes. I disagree.
While wearing flannel, by the way. Flannel on flannel.
Very Portland of him. I disagree, but, you know.
What is it about me that
we need to get back
that?
To being in a society where we can disagree on topics and still be friends at the end of the day.
I'm torn here, Andrew.
You haven't given me a dead or alive person to spend a day with.
I'm stuck with Wilt Chamberlain or John Candy.
John Candy would be a great one.
I think John Candy would be pretty close.
Do you just want to hang out with Wilt to get some of the tail that he's with? What's the thought there? Do you actually want to hang out with Wilt?
No way, dude. It's asking basketball questions, of course.
Did you actually score 100 in a game? Because there weren't cameras there.
How close is that number to being accurate,
What
Will?
If they just totally made that up?
Is that real? Is
I thought it was 10,000.
I thought it was 33,000. Charlie Sheen says he slept with 47,000 women. How? Like, you lose track of that count.
There's no way you'd
You're not going home in a journal. And then you're not recounting 47,000.
What if he did? Just on a line every day. 4, 9, 3, 6. Go at him on
like
page,
an electric
page after page after page
after page.
Yeah. Just keep counting them up.
47,000.
He's got
women?
One of those like ball strike counters or those golf shot counters that are on the bags. You know, those people that have one of those. You like move the bean to the other side. That's one. Two.
He was moving a lot
three.
Of beans.
He was moving a lot of beans, Bob. Let's get to the mail sack left over. Here we go. Mail sack question. Just hoping to share an annual PSA. I love when people do this. They use the mail sack as a chance to have their PSAs read. Don't rake or blow your leaves off of your lawn into the street and let them blow down to become your neighbor's problem. Don't be lazy. Don't be a lazy bum. Pick up your own leaves and do not say the street cleaner will get them. That thing comes by once a year, if that. Thank you.
Now, to be fair, there are some neighborhoods that do pay those things to come more regularly.
Well, it's a designated week. It's like, hey,
we have our street cleaner coming next week, and we got to get our leaves into the street.
Because we got that in the condo here. They're saying, okay,
get
now's
your
time.
Out.
Rake them out into the common area.
How do you know you have a street cleaner?
We got a notice.
Coming.
There was a notice that was put in our mailbox that said, I think on the 15th, our street cleaner is coming. So everybody in our neighborhood, every day we go for a walk and it's sunny, everybody's out with their blowers right now.
Just putting them in the road.
Blowing them into the street. And they just tell you, make sure to move your car, because if you don't move your car out of the street, then you can't pick up your leaves. But yeah, the leaves are a pain in the ass. My biggest thing that bothers me is if the tree's not mine and then the leaves are my problem. Those are the ones that bother me, but I still clean them up. I won't put them in your yard. Mail sack, if you have to bet your entire life savings on it today, no choice. Who will win the national championship in college football this year? Will it either be a team that wears a version of the color red or the rest of the field?
Oh man, Georgia, Bama, Indiana, Ohio State.
You got to go red. You got to take. You got to take red. Texas Tech.
Yeah, Tech. Yeah, I'm going red.
You have to go red.
Yeah.
So, what would
red.
Your non-red options be? You'd have Oregon. Ole Miss wears red, so that's out.
Damn, you're right. They do.
Yeah, Indiana, Ole Miss,
Notre Dame. If you think they can go on a run,
don't.
Texas Tech wears red.
Yeah,
Texas does. Like, dude, the whole top 10's red.
It'd be
Texas has no red.
Texas has no red.
Right.
No.
Oklahoma,
but Texas Tech is.
Oklahoma's still technically alive, aren't they?
Oklahoma is a two-loss team, is technically still alive.
Hmm.
Head-to-head matters in that game, but not Miami-Florida State, because Texas is ranked
I'm betting red, dude. You got to bet red. You
Notre
bet red.
Dame. Notre Dame does not have
Unless
red.
You're a super big believer in this Duck team to win the national championship.
You'd have to be a Oregon national title honk or a Notre Dame national title honk.
Yeah. Those are the only scenarios.
Those are really your only two big options.
After that, it's Notre Dame, Texas, BYU, Vanderbilt.
That's
that
started
non-red.
As a fun, tricky question, and then you start rattling off. Wait, nah. red.
Yeah,
red,
you go red.
Red
it's red.
Red.
Mail sack, when it comes to rankings, do you think the better team wins or better team losses is more important? So better wins are more important or better losses are more important? See this a lot from the SEC Twitter that Oregon has no ranked wins, but act like the number four team in the country didn't lose to unranked Florida State.
Well, we need to really correct the records here for the rankings, because we're going to get new rankings tonight. Like, the fact that Oregon still has to go into today and say they have no ranked wins is erroneous.
Because the poll hasn't come out yet.
But they just beat. I don't care if the team falls out.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're
when
saying.
When you win the game is when it should count.
Well, and what I was going to argue was the playoff rankings don't come out till tonight. So we don't know where Iowa's going to even rank. They could still be ranked, which I would argue they should be.
Yeah, maybe they will be.
Two of their losses are two of the top 10 teams in the country by one possession, and they could have won each of the games. Like, to not rank Iowa, but allow Tennessee to stick around in the top 25 is laughably dumb.
Well, we didn't pull the audio for it, and we didn't really have time to get to it, but it was funny. I guess Kirk Herbstreit and
I'll
pull
it for tomorrow. We'll talk about this tomorrow.
Well, they just poo-pooing Oregon because what's Oregon's best win? Literally just happened. Like, they just won at Iowa. And also, it's not memory hole Penn State, who, by the way, 30 seconds away from beating Indiana this weekend. But
is that a better win all of a sudden?
Doesn't, if you are going to give Indiana all that credit for a gutty win at then unranked Penn State after, you know, all their stuff, then how do you poo-poo the Ducks win?
Well, so here's what they did. Thank we you. Can pull the audio and talk about this tomorrow because we'll get the rankings and we'll get a dirty poll. Yeah. We'll get to comp them.
Yes.
You tell me how they say that about Oregon. And then they follow up. You know, don't overlook that Texas win at Mississippi State.
That came out of their mouth. That was said. You know, that's not a gimme this year. Got it. Okay.
All right.
This has nothing to do with ESPN having the contract to air SEC football games, I'm sure.
What?
And having no business relationship whatsoever with the Big Ten in any way, shape, or form.
No way.
I'm sure they benefit in no way to having more SEC teams play in the college football playoff.
Mail sack. All right,
two more quick ones here. Mail sack, could Dirt beat Rop at golf if they played at Eastmoreland? Dirt gets five strokes and they play from the white tees?
Oh.
Not right now, probably. I haven't swung a club since.
Okay.
August.
Peak you.
Oh, peak me. Yeah, I could get him. Because I know that course like the back of my hand.
You don't think Rob's
and
golf?
If you're giving, I'm sure he's played there, but he hasn't played there as much as me, guaranteed. And if we're and if you're giving me five strokes, yeah, peak of my game, I could get him there.
Would you be more nervous than him teeing off? I think you would.
I think he'd be more nervous because he's known as the best, rightfully so, because his handicap's the best. He's known as the best. He's got more to lose than I do.
I think it's reversed.
You think it's more, yeah?
I think he goes in like, yeah, what happens if I lose him at your course, loser?
Maybe you're right.
And you're like, oh my God, I could beat Isaac Kropp in golf.
What do you think Dan Lanning says to the opposing coach after the game when the Ducks win, not often, and when they lose? Good game?
I just...
When they lose?
Either way, when they win.
I think when he wins, he said, good game, jackass. Yeah.
I don't think he says much, unless it's a coach that he's got a previous, like, coached with him somewhere along the way. I just, you know, congratulations, good luck the rest of the way.
You guys got a good team, right?
Something like that.
Last one, Mail Sack, can I like the carpet jersey because I have actual PDX carpet in my house?
No.
As long as it matches your pubes.
No.
That makes it worse.
No. It's not okay to like those jerseys.
Wait,
it's,
you have the actual carpet in your house?
Remember,
carpet.
They sold it. People like Harris owns a chunk of it. People bought things of it, chunks of it.
What do you do with a piece of carpet?
You probably put it down
do you
as
frame
a rug.
It?
I don't think you frame it. That would be weird to frame it.
It was big enough piece for a rug?
I don't know how big the pieces were, but I remember when they took it out, people went online and there was, I don't know if it was an auction or if you just bought a little square footage of it, but you could get it.
You have anything like that you regret? Because mine was, I think I was in college. Maybe it was in high school. I'm forgetting the year. Anyways, I was of a certain age to read that the Niners were auctioning off seats from Candlestick.
That would be cooler to own to me than a carpet. A seat from a stadium of a team I like would mean a lot more to me than the carpet of the floor of the airport.
And at the time, it was like $110, but I cannot begin to stress to you how much $110 meant to me in my life.
Oh, I understand.
And so I look back and I go,
that'd be cool to have an Arnie's right now.
You know, I just added Arnie's.
What'd you add?
Pac-Man.
Like the big game?
Like a real one or
like
the
an actual
one they
Pac-Man?
Had at Costco?
Oh, wait. The Costco one.
Oh, okay.
You bought the Costco
wait, why
Pac-Man?
Why are you pooing
that one?
Wow. Well, no, I didn't know if you went to like a vintage like arcade, like one of the old ones.
No,
from...
I don't have enough space for that one, but it is like a mini version of that.
Is that, is that the tabletop one?
That's a bold move.
Yeah. I've seen that. About half the height as the normal one.
People are going to start pocket watching you now. Look at that. The Sprague's buying a Pac-Man.
I got it for free because there was a kid that didn't want it anymore, and he had it for like a month.
He didn't want it? They didn't even want to sell it?
The person that gave it to me buys stuff so much at an obscene level that she just gives away stuff. Doesn't care.
Doesn't seem like a good use of your money, but
when
I guess if you get too much of it, it doesn't matter.
The Coliseum, did they auction off any? Was there? Are there the
That's
old
a great
seats?
Question. I don't know. I don't think
they
did. I mean,
I know it was a dump, but I'd love to have a couple of the red.
I'm assuming those were the original seats. Did they ever replace them?
Those were the same ones as far as I can remember back. They
were
might
they
have like reupholstered.
Or were they orange? I always thought they were like an orange.
I think they changed colors over the years because they faded.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of that.
Yeah, like a title winning seat the year that they won the
seat you sat in for the 77 finals or a 90s finals game. Or...
There was, I'd have to go back and look at old ticket stubs, but I had a friend whose dad was like the used car manager at one of the Mercedes dealerships and had access to tickets and used to go with a bunch, and it was like in section 101 we were right on the aisle. Like if I could go back and look up those ticket stubs and see what seats those were, find those.
I would do it. Like somebody said, my dad had turf from the Kingdome in the back of his van.
That'd be cool.
It's kind of a unique spot to put it, but all right. Like if Oregon did that, I don't know how often Oregon redoes their turf. Probably every ham. I don't know how often it happens.
Do you wish they go grass?
Without a doubt, yeah. Grass is way better than turf. If you gave me the ability to buy a chunk of Oregon turf from Autzen, I'd probably do it.
Mm.
That'd be cool to own. I don't really care what section it is, but to have like a little foot rug kind of thing that's the turf of the field, I'd spend some money
on. Is
there
anything from a person that's dead you would want? Like Willie Mays toenail clippings?
No. Okay. No, not personal belongings like that. No, okay. I'm okay.
Willie Mays pants?
No, I don't think I need a pair of his pants.
You wouldn't try to put them on and be like, me and Willie Mays got the same size pants?
I don't think that I would.
No, because you're short.
Look at me, Lieutenant Dan. I got magic legs. Let's wrap it up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. To break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, the firm of Harris and Moran coming up top of the hour. Before we get to what are we watching in sports tonight, let's get to the poll questions. Some from yesterday, some from today.
What are we watching in sports tonight?
That's a good question. What was the most embarrassing loss for Oregon State? Sam Houston State ran away with it, 77.1%, beating Sacramento State. Final answer there.
Well, those are non-Beaver fans voting and people who just are memory-holing the moment in which you lost. Sam Houston was awful. It was embarrassing indeed. You went into the year with actual expectation and you opened with Sac State and lost at home to a middle to bottom tier Big Sky school.
That you did, Bob. That you did.
So, yeah.
Should a kicking team get 1 point for a field goal doink? 77% of you said no. Wrong answer.
You're wrong. So,
what would you rather hear talked about on the show? Final answer on this.
I love the responses to this, by the way.
Jason Swigart talking Portland Pilots. Okay. Who do they got tonight, Swag?
Warner Pacific is in for the ladies tonight.
There you go.
And then
the people demand the content.
No. Both teams
literally said they
the
care.
Road.
They say they care.
No, most
they
of them said know. I don't care.
They said they want to know. Somebody said I'd rather listen to Schulte and Harris have a singing contest and never hear a word on soccer. But they both suck pretty bad.
How is Thunder Warriors not on the Peacock tonight? It's Celtics Sixers at 5.
Got to have those East Coast brothers and then Sacramento.
Nuggets Kings is the late game. Go to a sports bar if you don't have League Pass. Hunt down Warriors Thunder.
Take your wife on a date night and stop pretending to care about the NBA tonight is what I would say.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take a night off, to be honest with you.
I want to go watch the Predator movie so bad.
I'm not going to turn on ESPN because I don't have it for the rankings. I'll react to it once I see it on Twitter.
Hold the line.
Hold the line. So I think it'll be a night off for me. I don't think there's anything else going on. Any good hockey games tonight?
Don't know. Creighton Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
7 o'clock on ESPN.
I'm not doing ESPN. I'm not doing that.
You're becoming a fake hockey guy.
Am I?
Are you just not following anymore? Do you ask? I'm like, what?
I don't pretend to follow it that closely. Yeah. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt & Sprague on Twitter. Tweet it out here as soon as we're done. Thanks for watching the show on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you haven't done so yet, Mike Richmond was our guest on the Daily Ticker. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Moran is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.